Great job. Now that you have that written down, I can give you a few tools that you can use to bring that to pass, to make that happen much, much faster. A tool that I absolutely love using, that I recommend to all of my students, all the people that I train, even my patients, is to use a vision board. Now, a lot of people see vision boards and are like, really? That's so hokey, but come on, we're talking about holistic healthcare. Come on, it's only hokey if it doesn't work. A vision board is a way for you to train your subconscious into working for you rather than against you. What you do is you designate a spot on your wall, preferably by your bed or somewhere where you can see it on a regular basis, as right as you're getting up for the day and right as you're going to bed. You put a number of images and statements of things that you desire. All sorts of things: your health goals, your relationship goals, your wealth goals, your business goals, your knowledge goals, your study goals, whatever it is that you desire. Put things that represent those things on this vision board and look at it every morning and every night. What you're doing, again, is you're training your brain. You're saying, hey, brain, this is something I desire. See this? Make this happen. Because, of course, it's not the vision board that's going to create these things. It's your brain. Your brain then goes to work looking for ways to create whatever it is that's on your vision board. I have seen amazing, amazing things happen in my life and in the life of the people that I teach. Vision boards are incredibly powerful. They're incredibly powerful. Something to do as you're looking at your vision board is have a way to remove the doubts that come to you as you're focusing on your goals. You know, have you ever been looking at focusing on a goal that you've had and all of a sudden all these doubts start coming to you like, oh, you're never going to get that. You're too stupid. You're too lazy. Whatever it is. There has to be a way to be able to remove those doubts. Have something to write with in your hand. And as you're looking at these goals, and these doubts start to come to you, write them down. Get them out of you. Get them from your brain onto paper and then chuck them. Toss them in the garbage. Rip them to shreds. Go outside and burn them. Get rid of them so that your brain now has space to fill it with ideas on how to get it. And can I tell you another secret? Once you get those ideas, write them down and then do them. I know, it's crazy, right? A vision board can literally accelerate your results much, much faster than you could think possible. Another great way is to have a set of declarations. A set of declarations is something that you keep right next to your vision board, and then you declare them every day. Some declarations that I could recommend to you are, I am amazing. I am a successful holistic healthcare practitioner. I have great love for the people. I change lives each and every day. I earn a fortune by doing what I love. Now, these are just some examples, but if you can't think of your own, borrow mine. Write those things down, rewind the CD, and write down those declarations, and then use them each and every day. Another thing that you're going to want to do is invest in yourself. Hire a coach, hire a personal mentor, go to trainings, find someone who has the results that you desire, whatever that may be, and learn from them. Go to their classes, read their books, listen to their CDs, hire them to personally mentor you to increase your results. A lot of people don't realize the value of having a coach or having a mentor. There's an old saying that says, he that is self-taught has a fool for a master. I'll say that one more time. He that is self-taught has a fool for a master. The most successful people in the world know the principle of having a coach to be there to lead and guide them. Now think about this. Think about Olympic athletes. Olympic athletes are the very, very best athletes on this planet. But do you ever see an Olympic athlete, the best in the world, without a coach? Good heavens, no. They know that in order to continue to improve, in order to continue to be the best in the world, they need to have an outside resource, someone else to lead them and guide them and help them grow their skills and get to new levels of success. An investment in yourself always pays off. Always have a mentor. Get outside your comfort zone. I know it might be scary to actually get out there and talk to people about your holistic practice, But it's only scary until it's not. Get out there, my friend. Get out of your comfort zone, because growth happens just outside your comfort zone. I'll say that one more time. Growth happens just outside your comfort zone. Get out there and start living your dream, my friends. Take action now. Unsuccessful people think about things. They love to dwell on things. They focus on their dream, but they never actually take action on it. Where successful people take action while unsuccessful people are thinking about things. I'll say that one more time. Successful people take action while unsuccessful people are merely thinking about things. Don't just dream, my friend. Get out there and be. Don't just think, be. Be a successful practitioner. One of the greatest things of my job is the fact that I get to witness miracles take place each and every day. Miracles of physical healing, miracles of emotional healing. I get to help people. I get to help people improve their lives. I get to help people get rid of their pain, get rid of their stress. I get to help people move forward in life. And you have the opportunity to do the same. You, as a holistic healthcare practitioner, have the chance to literally work miracles in people's lives. That is the biggest difference maker for me. That is the biggest motivator in my life, seeing the light come back in the eyes of people. I had someone come into my home office just yesterday, someone who was looking for answers, someone whose energy was almost depleted. She came in and she began to tell me about all these different things that had happened in her life, all the abuse that she had received, all of the different trials that she had endured, and she was almost at her wit's end. Thankfully, I knew a thing or two about raising people's energy. I began to share some insights with her, began to share some thoughts, and I began to watch as her energy level began to raise. I began to watch as her eyes widened and her smile spread across her face. She left my office feeling so empowered, so inspired, so happy and joyful. That, my friend, is my why for doing this. That is what makes all the difference. My friend, life is too short to not be successful. Life is too short for you to not accomplish your dream. If you want to be a successful healthcare practitioner, go out and make it happen. You have so many people's lives to affect, so many different things that you can change, such a difference that you can make in this world. Get out there and do it. Again, my name is Eric Bailey. I'm the president and CEO of Feel Well, Live Well. I'm an advanced holistic healthcare practitioner. I want to thank you for listening today. If you want me to come and speak to your organization, if you have an organization of holistic healthcare practitioners that you feel like needs an extra boost, give me a call. If you would like to learn about our personal mentoring programs where we actually personally coach you through the process of becoming successful, contact us. Use the information on the back of the CD. Again, it is so, so worth it. You have a chance to make a difference in the lives of other people. You have a mission to fulfill in this world, my friend. Now get to it.